These massacres, which occurred in full view of the general population, would provide the template for all future ethnic cleansing in the region. What once would have been unthinkable now became imminently possible. And my interjection. The global state statesmen depend on this, outcome of their constant pressure toward their never relinquished vision of total control of the global population. Recall, this is how they solved Plato's problem of imperialism, that definition of imperialism being new ideas, new thoughts contaminate the captive population. Well, they solved that problem, quote unquote, by realizing they had to capture the whole globe, the entire world population, to realize their fantasy of quote unquote world order. And this, when we look at Kissinger's book, it's almost the entire substance of it, in concrete, real, authentic terms. So they depend on this, these statesmen, that the outcome of their constant pressure towards so-called world order, when applied to their made conditions of sculpted scarcity and manufactured divisions, that once survival stress has been made to weigh heavily on us, that will be made to accept whatever they want. Grab them by the short hairs, right? Townsend again. Power has orchestrated this lesson's continuous repeat innumerably over the millennia. Recall what we learned from Keith Lowe about it. He quoted a war correspondent who witnessed post-war devastation in Italy. Quote, what we were witnessing, in fact, was the moral collapse of a people. They had no pride anymore or any dignity. The animal struggle for existence governed everything. Food, that was the only thing that mattered. Food for the children, food for yourself, food at the cost of any abasement and depravity. And after food, a little warmth and shelter, unquote, on which Lowe commented, quote, what Moorhead recognized was that food was no longer just a physical issue, but a moral one. Across Europe, millions of starving people were willing to sacrifice all moral values for the sake of their next meal. Indeed, years of scarcity had changed the very nature of food. What in Britain was regarded as an everyday right had become in the rest of Europe an expression of power. Unquote. And particularly when viewed from the perspective of the global system, a tool of power. And as we speak, look around and tell me you don't see this stress that makes us putty in power's hands being created globally, with the worst suffering dispensed unevenly, the better to pacify, quote unquote, earth-connected peoples. What do we see? Populations displaced by designer wars created in closeted chambers of the global state. Viruses mysteriously spread in broadly appearing cases of simultaneous infection. Boosted catastrophes in warming seas, coastlines shrinking, food and shelter costs rising. Harvests lost, famines found, all around us. The global state statesmen make the havoc they say they'll save us from. A protectionist racket on a grand scale to install global totalitarianism in the name of quote-unquote world order. And while we cannot prove that behind scenes global state statesmen, who may or may not be official statesmen, and who may or may not be captains of industry, and who may or may not be the most wealthy in their cohort of 10,000, but who align their wealth in all its senses and their allegiance behind their vision of world order, which may or may not be the term we want to use instead of totalitarianism, and as with the other, either may be exchanged, it matters not. In substance, they are the same. So while we may or may not be able to prove these 10,000 create the news, let's recall our lesson on the Panopticon and start the discussion of how to withdraw our eyes from them and to the world we want. And we'll have to continue this discussion next week. Until then, peace.